this Shabbos was Parshas Balak. So Parshas Balak is quite a difficult parsha to understand. But I'd like to point out just a few difficulties. Number one, when Bilam is on his way to Balak to go to curse Bnei Yisrael, so he has this dialogue with his donkey. Where his donkey says to him, he says, "Vayiftach Hashem es pi ha'osayin." Hashem opened the mouth of the donkey. V'atayim el Bilam, and she said to Bilam, "Me'asisi lecha? What have I done to you? Ki hikisani zasholosh regalim, that you have now hit me three times." So Rashi is bothered that the pasuk uses the word regalim, shalosh regalim, instead of shalosh pa'amim. Pa'amim would have been the common word to use three times. Says Rashi, Ramzaloi, she hinted to Bilam, atamavake shlakir uma, you are trying to uproot a nation, hachayega shalosh regalim bashana, that celebrates three yamim tovim during the year. Which is really a pella, because why specifically would the chamor hint to the three yamim tovim that Bnei Yisrael celebrate? I mean, it should have the chamor should have the donkey should have alluded to the fact that the Bnei Yisrael observe 613 mitzvahs. You're about to uproot a nation that observes 613 mitzvahs. Why specifically you're about to uproot a nation that celebrates three yamim tovim a year? Then Bilam arrives by Balak, and Balak takes him to three different places to try to curse Bnei Yisrael. So we need to understand what is the significance of these three specific places. What did Balak want Bilam to see? And what is the significance of the specific brachas that Bilam ended up giving to Bnei Yisrael? In the first place, he said, Mimono afar Yaakov misparas reva Yisrael, who can count the dust of Yaakov, or enumerate a quarter of Bnei Yisrael. In the second place, he said, "Lehibit avem b'Yaakov leira amal b'Yisrael." He does not see an iniquity in Yaakov or a fault in Bnei Yisrael. In the third place, he said, "Matayvu elacha Yaakov mishkan esacha Yisrael." How good are your tent Yaakov, your dwelling place is Yisrael. In each one of these places, he mentions both Yaakov and Yisrael. And each one of these seems to be redundant. So all of these require explanation. This past Shabbos was Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, which is the day that Yerushalayim was, the wall of Yerushalayim was breached, and the enemy entered Yerushalayim. a very tragic day in our history. Yet, when it falls on Shabbos, there's no mention of any sadness. Quite the contrary, it's Shabbos, and we celebrate Shabbos as we usually do. And 3 weeks from now, Tisha B'Av will fall on Shabbos. And once again, despite the fact that it's the day that both of our Batei HaMikdash were destroyed, there will be no mention of it. Shabbos will be celebrated as usual. And we need to understand, how is it that we ignore the tragic events of the day and just go on with our lives by celebrating Shabbos as usual? How can we not commemorate the tragic events of the day? Chazal tell us that Tisha B'Av is called a Moyed. It's called a certain manner, it's a Yom Tov, because there is a silver lining associated with the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. That Shafach HaMasai Leitzen V'Avonim, that Hashem poured out His anger on wood and stones, and Bnei Yisrael remained intact. Which is very difficult to understand. Hashem Yisbarach Kibyachal has to pour out His anger. He's not a human being that has to release His anger. So what does it mean that Hashem released His anger on wood and stones? So I'd like to suggest the following. When the enemies destroyed Yerushalayim and destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, there were really three levels of destruction. The first level of destruction was when they broke into the city of Yerushalayim, when they destroyed the ear. The city of Yerushalayim was breached. The second step of the destruction was the bias, when they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, meaning the Azara, the outer chamber. And then the final step of the destruction was the Kodesh, was the Holy of Holies, the actual place where the Shechinah dwells. So there was the ear, the bayis, and the kodesh. Those are three levels of destruction that took place at the time of the Churban. The word Yaakov, which represents Klal Yisrael, we are called Yaakov. Yaakov is Rosh HaTevis. Yisrael, ear, kodesh, bayis. Yisrael, which is Klal Yisrael themselves. There is the ear, which is the city. Kodesh, the kodesh hakadoshim, bayis, and the Beis HaMikdash. The ear, the kodesh, and the bayis were destroyed, but Yisrael remained intact. And what this represents is that each and every Yid is the custodian of a neshama that is a chelek alekami mal. It's part and parcel of the Rabbeinu Shleim himself. It's a neshama that cannot be compromised. It's a neshama that holiness will always remain intact, no matter what a yid does. However, due to the fact that we are the custodians of such a neshama, the Ribbono Shel Olam has commanded us to build fences around our neshama, as if to guard the sanctity of our neshama. And the first fence that the Ribbono Shel Olam has asked us, has commanded us to guard, is the Kodesh, the holiness, which represents the mind of a Yid. And the Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to guard our thoughts, that the Kodesh, that our minds, which are the Kodesh of our beings, should not be violated, not to allow inappropriate thoughts into our minds. Quite the contrary, to sanctify our minds with thoughts of Torah and thoughts of Avodah, thoughts of love for our fellow Jew, and not to allow inappropriate thoughts or thoughts of ill feeling against other Jews. That's the first fence that the Ribbono Shel Olam asked us and commanded us to build to guard our neshama. And that's called the Kodesh. The second fence that the Ribbono Shel Olam asked us to build is the bias. The bias is our power, our ability to speak, the power of speech that we have. And the Ribbono Shel Olam commanded us to guard our speech, to sanctify our speech with the words of Torah and with the words of Tefillah, with words of encouragement to others, words of loving kindness, and to distance ourselves from speaking words of Lashon Hara and Rechilus and falsehood and vulgar language. And is in order not to violate our bias. The Pasuk says, Ki beisi beis tefillah. Hashem says, my house is the house of tefillah. The bias represents the power of speech. And then the Ribbono Shel Olam commanded us to build yet an external fence to that, and that is the fence of action. To see to it that our actions are worthy actions. Hold on one second. That we should sanctify our actions with the performance of mitzvahs, with the act of loving kindness, and not to violate our actions by acting inappropriately. Bein adam l'makom, bein adam l'chaveray. And that is the most external fence, which is the wall of the city. But due to the fact that Bnei Yisrael allowed their inner enemy, their Yetzirah, to violate the city, to allow them to corrupt their actions, and Bnei Yisrael allowed the Yetzirah to corrupt their speech and to corrupt their thoughts, we allowed our enemy, our Yetzirah, to corrupt the ear and the bias and the Kodesh. As a result, the external enemy was also able to penetrate the ear, the bayis, and the kodesh. But Yisrael, which represents the yid, the neshama, the essence of a yid, that was never touched, that was never compromised. And as a result, Yisrael was spared. And that is why Tisha B'Av is a moyed, because the silver lining about Tisha B'Av is that we are the custodians of a neshama that is uncompromisable, incompromisable. And that all that is destroyed was the ear, the bayis, and the kodesh. Yisrael remained intact. Bilam knew that there was no way in the world that he would be able to curse Yisrael. What he knew that he could curse is the ear, the bayis, and the kodesh. Now the Rabbeinu Shlom gave us three Yomim Tovim, each one to focus on one of those three fences that he has commanded us to build to guard our neshama. He gave us the Yontav of Shavuos, which is the Yontav of Kabbalas HaTorah, where we receive the Torah to sanctify our thoughts. Shavuos is the Yontif that we, where we build the Kodesh. And then we have the Yontif of Pesach, which is a Yontif of speech. Pesach, the mouth that speaks. The Yontif where we spend about Sipra Yitiyas Mitzrayim, that the Matzah is Lechem Oini, Shainim Olav Dvarim Harbe. It's a Yontif, Pesach is a Yontif of speech. To build the fence of speech, the bayis. And that's why the mitzvah of the Korban Pesach was all about the bayis, by putting the blood on the bayis. And the yontif of Sukkos, which is the yontif of the ear, building that final fence. It's a yontif of the performance of so many mitzvahs, the building of the sukkah and the dalad minim. So as Bilam was setting out to try to curse the Kodesh, the bayis, and the ear, his donkey said to him, "You're trying to uproot a nation that observes the three regalim, that builds their bayis, their Kodesh, their bayis, and their ear. You have no chance." So the first place Balak took Bilam was an area that he wanted Bilam to focus on the actions, on the most external fence of Klal Yisrael. Perhaps he can curse their, penetrate that outer fence, curse their actions. To which Bilam responded, "Mimono afar Yaakov, who can value even the dust of Yaakov?" Meaning the most physical part of Yaakov, the most external part of Yaakov, which are their actions. Who can value the sanctity of their actions? And what the reason for that is because umispar is roiva Yisrael. It all stems from that quarter of Yaakov, which is the Yud, which is Yisrael. So Balak took him to yet another place where he should focus on perhaps the thoughts of Klal Yisrael. To which Bilam responded, "Lahibit Oven B'Yaakov, there is no iniquity in Yaakov. Oven represents the Machshava, as it says in the pasuk, 'Ish Oven Machshavaisav.' There, the sanctity or the thoughts is cannot be penetrated, and it all stems from V'lay Amal B'Yisrael, because they have this essence which is Yisrael." That has no fault, that cannot be compromised. So Balak took him to yet another place where he might be able to focus on and curse the speech of Klal Yisrael. To which Bilam responded, "Mal toivu ayahalecha Yaakov mishkanesecha Yisrael. How good are the tents of Torah and Tefillah of Klal Yisrael. The bayis of Klal Yisrael is so holy. Because Mishkanei Secho Yisrael, because the Shechinah dwells within each and every Yid." So ordinarily, on Shivas or Batamos or on Tisha B'Av, we mourn. We mourn the destruction of the ear, we mourn the destruction of the bayis, we mourn the destruction of the Kodesh. It's a time for us to focus on how to rebuild our Kodesh and our bayis and our ear by sanctifying our thoughts and our speech and our action. But Shabbos is a Yom HaNishmas. Shabbos is a day of the Neshama. Shabbos is a day that we celebrate the Yisroel, the neshama that we have, that is a chedek at the kamimal. On Shabbos, there is no destruction, because Yisrael was never destroyed. So when Shavuos or Tammuz or Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, there is no mention of it, because there is no destruction on Shabbos, because the destruction never reached Yisrael. It only reached the ear, the bayis, and the kodesh. But as we read this parsha, and we read about the Sholosh Regalim, and we read about the different places that Bilam tried cursing us, and we focus on the churban that we did suffer, we need to commit. We need to recommit to be Mesakin and to rebuild the Kodesh, the bias, and the ear by sanctifying our thoughts and our speech and our actions. And that Tzchus will be Zeiche to the rebuilding of the ear, the bias, and the Kodesh, that Yaakov will once again be whole. Yisrael, ear, kodesh, and bayis, the bnei beis hamikdash, uvias mashiach, tzidkenu, b'meira, b'yameinu, amen.